2.4. What do you call this section on your CV? I usually tell people to keep it simple and call it interests, which generally covers everything.
I think that's fine. Some people put personal interests. Mm-hmm. I don't think it matters too much what the section is labelled, as long as the contents make the potential employer more interested in you.
Yes, employers are obviously keen to check you have the skills and experience necessary to do the job, but they also want to know a bit more about you to see if you're going to fit in with the rest of the company. This section is an insight into your personality.
Yes. After all, the V in CV stands for vitae, which is Latin for life. So the interest section is about demonstrating that you have a life. Still, why is it that candidates often make such a mess of this section and fail to take advantage of it?
I think it's partly to do with the fact that we're generally not very good at writing about interests and free time activities. We find it a bit embarrassing. This is made even worse when we don't think about these activities in terms of the skills we need to complete them. Mm. If everybody did that, then you'd start seeing a lot more impressive interest sections in CVs.
So you mean I'd get more than simply reading, going to the theatre and football?
Yes, I think so.
I mean, football? This doesn't even tell us if the applicant plays football or just enjoys sitting in front of the television watching their favourite team.
I agree. If your interests are active, and it's better to include active interests than passive ones, then it's worth highlighting this fact. Most job hunters simply do not go into enough detail in this section, where they could be demonstrating their personality, their skills and achievements. They come across as dull and uninteresting. For example, I once read a CV where under the interests section, the applicant had just written captain of the football team. OK, being a captain is an achievement, but it doesn't really tell us that much. Was he a good captain or a bad one? I later found out that he had led his team through a competitive university competition and had motivated the team to their first ever appearance in the final. Why didn't he put some of that in his CV? It would have made such a difference and been so much more impressive.
Yes! Different sports can suggest all sorts of skills and abilities, as well as the obvious one that you keep fit. I mean, why make an unsubstantiated claim like, I work well in teams, if you can demonstrate it by telling the employer you play volleyball for your university?
It's not just sports, though. There are all sorts of things you can list.
Yes, and a wide range of interests always looks good because the employer will want to see that you can fit into different environments easily.
Basically, I'd say the main thing is to avoid dull lists and offer a variety of interests. With each example, it's the specific details that make it interesting to the reader, and that will give you something concrete to talk about if you get to the interview stage.
That's very true. I'd only add that as well as giving examples, you should emphasise any achievements related to your interests.
So, Grace, what would you put under interests then?
I usually stick with my ability to pick up foreign languages quickly. Oh, and that I'm a member of an orchestra. But at the moment, I'm raising sponsorship to do the London Marathon in April. I've got to raise £1,900, all of which goes to charity. If I manage to raise the money and get through the 26 miles on the day, then I'm definitely going to add it to my CV.
Well, best of luck. I'll sponsor you if you like.
Oh, that'd be great.